You know, friends, I have to mention that we are so blessed as a church with the incredible musical gifts that we have and that have come to us. And so it has been a blessing over the last few weeks to revisit some of the beautiful pieces that we have had. I think I could do a whole year of revisiting pieces because there's been so many great ones. But we will be back to live music next week as Marshall Jones will be back at the microphone with us. But before then, the word of God today, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So are you all aware of who Walt Disney is? Probably the one who revolutionized movies and cartoons. But did you know that Walt Disney was fired from his very first animation job at the Kansas City Star in 1919, being told that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas? Well, and things didn't really necessarily get better after that, as he started his first animation studio, Laugh-O-Gram Studio, which ended up going bankrupt by 1923 before any of his cartoons were released. Let's admit it, rejection and failure are both hard to endure, but perseverance counts. Much like Walt Disney, Jesus went through rejection before he was accepted and approved by the masses. Last week, as Miss Becky reminded us, we visited Jesus' first sermon to be recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Here, he had preached first in Capernaum, near Galilee, and then came over to his hometown of Nazareth. In his sermon, he had declared that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he looked up and he told them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Now at first the scripture tells us that all spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. They had heard about what he was doing in Capernaum, and here they were amazed to hear it for themselves there in Nazareth. But then the tide begins to change. As the murmurs start going through the crowds, wait a second, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this Joseph's son? Could he really be worthy of speaking the word to us? Should he really be preaching there? He's just the carpenter's son. That rejection must have hurt. And that kind of rejection happens every day. Let's just think in most simple of terms. This week I went to the grocery store. And two of the things that I wanted from the grocery store were mangoes and avocados. Can we say yum? Yeah. I wasn't putting them together, but I needed mangoes and avocados. So what did I do? First, I went over to the mango bin and I started feeling the mangoes, right? Because I wanted to find the one that was just the right softness. And I saw those mangoes that I thought were the right color and touched them, and like they immediately went shoop, too ripe, not picking that one. And then there are ones that you touch and you're like, oh, this one's hard as a rock, not ripe enough. I must have gone through 20 different mangoes to find the one mango that I wanted, rejecting the first 19. Similar thing happened at the avocado bin. Must have gone through 20 avocados to find the one that was just the ripeness that I wanted. And the sad one is to realize at least half of those that I rejected, everybody else is probably going to reject as well. I really hope that avocados and mangoes and the rest of the rejected produce don't have feelings to know what it is that's going on as they end up in the trash bin instead of on someone's plate. We too often are getting picked through like mangoes and avocados. Sometimes that we are being perceived as too young or too old, too female or too male, too qualified, not qualified enough, too educated, not educated enough, too short, too tall, too white, too foreign. Could I go on and on forever? So many different ways that we are judged on who we are, and if we're too much, too little, or just right. Of course, rejection can come as simple as failing a test or a paper, being told the work that you did wasn't good enough, having a work project denied, having an idea not being accepted, having your credit card declined, being sent to voicemail, or having someone decline an invitation to get together with you. So oftentimes, we need to see that the rejection really isn't about us or who we are, especially in those things that are out of our control. Now Jesus, when he receives his rejection, when he's perceived as just the carpenter's son that they watched grow up, he counters the attack by going to Scripture, referring to the great prophets of Elijah and Elisha. With these stories, Jesus sheds light on God's love for all people, not just the chosen ones. Did you hear the stories that he told? In Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath. Joe, I'm sorry you had to read that word. You probably pronounced it better than I. In the region of Sidon. Of all the places Elijah could have been sent, he gets sent to the foreign land of Sidon. And similarly, there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them were cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. Here he looks at the people he's grown up with, the insiders, God's people in the town of Nazareth, and he tells these two stories of how God's prophets were sent outside of Israel to foreigners and strangers. Well, here at this point, the crowd goes from amazed to skeptical to now being angry. Oftentimes, it's the reaction that comes from prophetic voices. Prophetic voices that are there to speak God's truth and to reveal God's presence that is with us. It sometimes can be praised and honored with rejoicing, but it can also be rejected, suppressed, and ending up threatening the well-being of the prophet that speaks it. Don't believe me? Think about Martin Luther King Jr. Think about Gandhi. So many prophets who were speaking truth, and they were praised with their words of freedom, hope, and inspiration. To those who were the underdog, to those who were the rejected, to those who were the oppressed, to those who were discriminated against, and so on and so forth. But for those who have the power and the privilege, they were challenged in those words of the prophets. They rejected them and did whatever they could to stop them and the message from God that they brought. For the crowd with Jesus, They tried to run Jesus off a cliff. Imagine that, trying to be run off a cliff for speaking about God's love. They were choosing to take his life rather than hear his message. But what does the scripture tell us? It tells us he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. It reminds me of a verse from Matthew 10:14, where Jesus is sending the disciples out two by two into the towns to bring the good news and to share God's message. And he warns them that as they go into each town, that sometimes they and their message will be accepted, but that sometimes they and their message would be rejected. And he instructed them, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Here's a lesson we really need to learn about how it is in those times when we are rejected or not accepted, when we are treated as less than we should be. How instead of carrying those words and actions and thoughts of that person or people with us as baggage, how do we shake the dust of them off of us? How is it that we say that their thoughts and opinions and actions are not to be stuck to us, that they are not worthy of being carried, but need to be brushed off? That we just need to be like Jesus and walk right through them and go on about our way. Because you know, those with prophetic voices, those who know and believe in the love of God, and especially the love of God for all people, and desire to share that message, will not always be accepted. Too often times, such a radical love is not understood. Too often times, such a radical love is too much for people to handle. But how is it, like Jesus, that we keep striving, persisting, and moving on to where the message needs to be heard? My friends, let us be brave enough to embrace the truth of God's love. Let us be brave enough to see that we are worthy of unconditional love. Let us be brave enough to see that others around us are worthy and offered such love just as we are. Let us be brave enough to share the news of such love. Let us be brave enough to cross barriers and walls to share God's love. And let us be brave enough to withstand rejection, to walk right through it, to shake off the dust of closed hearts, and to move on, continuing to embrace and share God's deep and abiding love for the people of this broken world. My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, we are saddened to hear about the rejection that Jesus faced in his hometown. And we are heartbroken when we go through rejections and denials, when we feel like we are treated less than the worth that you have put in us, or when we are witnessing others being treated in much the same way. We ask that you will help us to have the courage to proclaim the good news, to proclaim that all are children of God, to proclaim that all are loved by God. And to show that love, especially to those who are needing it most, those who are the poor, those who are the captive, those who are the blind, and those who are the imprisoned. Whatever it is that binds them and holds them back, may we come with the good news that releases them to wholehearted living with you and within the community of faith. For all of this, Lord, we pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that is in us. Amen.